welcome to Just a Minute. Hello there, Sue Perkins here, and as the minute waltz fades away, what an absolute delight it is to welcome you again to Just a Minute. Now let me introduce you to the four marvellous, talented human beings who are playing Just a Minute alongside me this week. They are Paul Merton, Lucy Porter, Ishan Akbar and Angela Barnes. Please whoop and cheer for all four of them. In time-honoured fashion, I'm going to ask them to speak on a given subject for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating. So let's see how that goes. Now, Lucy, we're going to start with you. Your subject is, the drama of it. From the jaws of death. Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating on From the Jaws of Death? Starting now.
From the Jaws of Death is something that doesn't bother me. I laugh in the face of danger. I have trekked in the Amazon. I've done comedy in Swindon. I've slept next to my husband when he's been eating pickled eggs. I do not worry about the jaws of death, but I take you back. The year is 1991. I am a young student in Manchester. I'm invited to a party at an all-boys hall of residence. My friend Debbie and I went. We expected an evening of quiet prayer and Bible study. But when we arrived, our horror, there was alcohol, music and canoodling. We decided to leave immediately, and about 5.5 hours later, we found ourselves at the gate, but it was locked and
what? It never fails to excite me, that. Makes me really happy. Well done, Lucy.
The story was, we climbed over the fence and I was about to fall to my death, but my knickers got caught on a spike.
See, that's the Tower of London attraction that really would bring the visitors. That was extraordinary because you spoke for the full minute, you get the point. You were speaking as the whistle went, you get a point. So 2 points in total. What a great start. Well done you. Now, Isham, perhaps you can answer this one for me. Your subject, The Last Thing I Lost. 60 seconds, please, starting now.
The last thing I lost was a portable charger for my hearing aids. I'm a hearing impaired person and I wear these two supports for my auditory hearing.
Angela.
There were three hearings.
That's a correct challenge. You have got 48 seconds to tell us the last thing you lost. Angela, starting now.
I lose things regularly. The last thing I lost was my shoe on the way to work. I stepped on the train at London Bridge and said footwear item slipped off my foot and under the train.
Just say that elongating a vowel in the middle of the word doesn't change the word. Ishan, you were when you buzzed.
A repetition of train.
It was a ghost train. That's a correct challenge. Well done. So you get it back. The last thing I lost. Starting now.
This portable hearing aid charger looks...
Poor.
Well, we had hearing before.
And portable.
And yes. Charger.
Yeah. Ishan, you're a new player of the game, so unfortunately you can't repeat anything you've said in a previous attempt at the subject.
What is this? What is happening?
Were you aware of that rule?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what? That's really, really honest of you. You get a point for that, because it's something that's really lacking in the entertainment industry. And as part of restoring faith, I think it's really important to reward that. But
thank
it's
you.
A correct challenge from Paul. So, Paul, you get the subject, which, to remind you, is the last thing you lost. 31 seconds, starting now.
I was wandering around Cairo. The back streets can be ominous and gloomy at that time of night. My dear friend Nicholas Parsons was accompanying me on a sponsored tandem ride across the desert. We searched for our passports. We realised they weren't where we'd left them. I turned to him and I said, what are we going to do? We no longer have a passport between us. We're going to have to...
And Ishan, you buzzed.
A repetition of passport.
Passports and passports.
There was a singular and a plural, my friend. Yes, passport, yeah. Passports, he got you.
Can I play the deaf card on this one, or is that...
In this particular instance, harsh as I am, I've got to say it stays with Paul. He's very fiendish. He's been playing the game a long time, so yeah. He's very wily. He's a wily beast. 11 seconds, Paul, you get the subject, and your time starts now.
I'm sure I've lost other things other than my virginity, but that's the one that sticks in my mind more than anything else. I did once have a bus pass, and I remember saying to the driver one day, I'm awfully sorry, I seem to have left it on the piano.
Paul, speaking as the whistle went, gets the point, and we are with you, Angela, next. Let's see what we've got in store. Now, your subject is, I never scrimp on.
Oh.
I never scrimp on. Your time starts now.
There are many things I never scrimp on. Batteries, tattoos, legal representation, colonic irrigation. I learnt that the hard way when I turned up for said procedure and a man greeted me who looked like Brian Blessed carrying a hosepipe and a funnel. I never scrimp on mattresses. We spend a third of our life in bed, or as a self-employed stand-up comedian, about half my existence in that place. So it's very important that said layer of comfort is...
Extremely good run. You spoke for 41 seconds. That was amazing. Well done, you. Paul, your challenge.
Yes, it was a hesitation.
Indeed it was. Yes, correct challenge. You get the subject. I never scrimp on, starting now.
I never scrimp on scrimping. If you want to look at somebody who scrimps, look at me. You can tell by what I'm wearing.
Lucy.
I mean, I suppose hesitation would
absolutely.
Be my answer.
There was a little bit of hesitation. You indeed get the subject and the point. It's 13 seconds remaining on I Never Scrimp On, and your time starts now.
I never scrimp on shrimp would be the slogan I would use if I were the head of the prawn marketing board. I do very much enjoy shellfish. The thing I never scrimp on is toilet paper.
Speaking as the whistle, well done, you get the points. Paul, we're with you now.
Right.
Subject is Paisley.
Paisley?
Paisley.
Oh, it's a passion of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much you can wrangle in 60
totally.
Seconds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your time starts now.
I don't know anything about it.
Lucy.
I just enjoyed it so much.
Yeah,
it
was, I did too.
He gifted us a hesitation there, didn't he?
Yeah, it was beautiful though. You've got 57 seconds to tell us about Paisley then, Lucy.
I can't believe I spoke for 3 seconds on it.
Your time starts now.
Paisley is the name of both a pattern and the Reverend Ian, both of which are very loud. Prince's studio was called Paisley Park, and it was originally intended as a theme attraction based around the life of the Northern Irish politician, like Dollywood, but for Protestants. It was Paisley is...
Ooh, that was strong. I enjoyed that. Angela?
There was a slight hesitation following.
I was just picturing it too hard in my head.
I cherish you, is all I'm going to say. I cherish you, but I pass this on to Angela with 29 seconds remaining. To remind you, we're speaking about Paisley, and your time starts now.
Paisley is a pattern that I'm not sure I know what it is. Is it a comma? Is it a kidney? Is it a mango? Oh, I keep saying, is it?
Oh, is it a challenge?
Yes. There was quite a few of them.
Yeah. I'll give you that with no problem whatsoever. Now, you've got it back with 20 seconds.
20?
20. Fill it, my friend. Your time starts... You can do it. Your time starts now.
The roller coaster starts over there. You have to stop queuing in that direction. You can't go up and down. There's no way I'm going to tell you any other way of doing it. Did somebody buzz?
There was an intervention, as we're now calling it. Angela, you buzzed.
Actually, I think I might have been wrong, because I thought there were two starts, but it might have been a start and a start.
It's very hard to hear, really. Most of what Paul said was just a blizzard of vowels. Angry. Very, very angry. I think there was a repetition of... So I'm going to give Paul the benefit of the doubt, just because I think there are a few feathers in Northern Ireland not ruffled. Might as well completely alienate the community entirely. So, 14 seconds, your time starts now.
14 seconds? I can't believe I spoke for 6 seconds earlier, but there we are.
Angela.
Repetition of seconds.
Yes.
Oh, well, fair enough.
9 seconds remaining, and it's back with you, Angela. Paisley, need I remind any of us, is the subject, and your time starts now.
The Beatles liked wearing paisley, but they also enjoyed LSD, so that doesn't necessarily say anything about that particular pattern of choice. I think that paisley...
Well done, Angela. You're speaking as the whistle went, which means you, of course, get the point. Well, that's the end of the round, and we come now to the all-important scores. Ishan's in third, Paul is in second place, and jointly in the lead, we've got Lucy and Angela. Now, Lucy, we're back with you again, and this is an absolute treat. Your subject is my early career in amateur dramatics. Can you speak without hesitating, repeating or deviating on my early career in amateur dramatics starting now?
My early career in amateur dramatics began at the Warehouse Theatre, Croydon, where I showed my Clytemnestra and was immediately asked to put it away. I didn't...
Somebody stop this.
I remember the reviews.
I mean, where does one begin? Paul, you challenged.
Well, there was a hesitation.
There was. I think it was mainly Lucy hesitated because she didn't know why everyone looked so appalled.
Yeah.
You'll get your chance, possibly, Lucy, to tell us more. Right, correct challenge. Paul, my early career in amateur dramatics starting now.
I saw a card in Morden Library that was advertising Wimbledon Repertory Players' production of Peter Ustinov's play Photo Finish, so I decided to go along. Amateur dramatics was something I was interested in. Leonard Rossiter and Ronnie Barker both started off their careers in amateur dramatics, and I thought this might be a good way of having some experience on stage. I attended the performance on the night that was advertised, and I found, much to my surprise, that it was absolutely terrible. There was no way that these people were proper actors, but they had enthusiasm, and that was something that I very much enjoyed. There was one young man who looked as if he was very terrified to be standing there. There was another...
Ethan.
Did he say young, young?
Young, young man, I thought, yes.
Did you say young man or young,
it
young
man? It felt like there was a slight break in the middle of it, which
there
might
was.
Just... A young, young
there,
man.
There was, there definitely was.
It was difficult, that, because I think it was not and very unintentional, almost subconscious. But I do like to punish the subconscious mind every time it makes an appearance on the show. So, 6 seconds remaining. I'm going to give that as a correct challenge, Ishan. So, yeah. And what do interruptions make? Prizes! Okay, well done. 6 seconds, please, on my early career in amateur dramatics starting now.
My early career in amateur dramatics began with the Spread Eagle Players, London's oldest amateur dramatics group, established in...
Ishan speaking as the whistle went. And another whistle there to boot from... slightly unfettered member of the audience. So you get the point. Well done. You also get the next subject, which is entitled My Shortcuts. Can you speak on My Shortcuts for 60 seconds? Interesting. Your time starts now.
I have many shortcuts that I use on the computer. I used to... Oh.
Angela.
Sort of a fading away hesitation there.
Yes, I mean, if I was being positive, and I'm known for it...
Wait a minute, you've just admitted you punished the unconscious mind.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. To hell with you, Ishan. I didn't think it was the unconscious mind that was poking through there. I think it was a wistfulness, a conscious wistfulness.
It was a conscious wistfulness.
Technically, if I was going to allow you to be brutal, that's a correct challenge. I'll give you the point, Angela. But actually, you're a new player of the game. I would encourage you not to trail
Someone
off
laughed,
ever.
Someone laughed, that hurt.
Never trail off, never surrender. Okay. 54 seconds, my shortcuts starting now.
My shortcuts include Control-Alt-Del when I want to lock the computer. I also use...
Angela.
The repetition of computer.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, mate.
Yes.
Don't apologise, it's anyway, I'll learn.
We've got 49 seconds on the clock for you, Angela. And to remind you, it's my shortcuts starting now.
Generally, I don't believe in taking shortcuts. Life should be hard and you should have to do the whole slog. However, I do have one shortcut that I use. Every time I listen to an audiobook or podcast, I do it on double speed to get through it quicker. The only time this has failed me is listening to Joe Pasquale's work. That was only audible to dogs and teenagers. My other shortcuts in life are mostly...
Lucy.
I'm afraid life, yes. I did had before.
Yes, generally life should be hard. And yes, well listened out for, Lucy. You get the subject with 17 seconds remaining. My shortcut starting now.
My shortcuts mostly involve getting to the bookies or the off-licence. It's a simple life that I live and a happy one. I sometimes use my GPS on my phone or whatever it's called, and the problem with that is everybody else takes the same shortcuts as you because every...
Asian challenge about the buzzer. The whistle rather had blown. Well done. Speaking as the whistle went, Lucy, you get the point. Now, Angela, you're up next. What have we got? Following into the family business. Okay. That's an interesting one. Can you tell us about following into the family business in 60 seconds, starting now?
Following into the family business is a strange concept, as there's no reason why you should be as good at something as your father is. My dad ran a sex shop for a living. That's true. It wasn't a problem till it came to take your daughter to work day. No girl should have to do a dildo stock take with that man who is head of the family. That was a very patriarchal thing I said, but I was trying to avoid the other names for it. Following in the family business is kind of how the country has got in the state it is currently in. If people actually had to have skills to do the employment they were being employed to take part in, then we wouldn't have a situation where government is full of chancers going up.
Paul. Hesitation.
There was a hesitation. 51 seconds.
No!
Well done.
That's the closest I've got.
Yeah, and you will get closer still, and you'll do it. And we will cheer and roar. It is an inevitability, my friend. Paul, correct challenge, though. You've got 9 seconds on following into the family business, starting now.
I suppose it can be an attractive option for children to look at the family business and think to themselves, I would like to follow my mother or father in the business that they have pursued. Myself would be...
Paul spoke when the whistle went, gets the point, and the next subject, which is quality time. Quality time, Paul. What can you tell us about that without hesitating, repeating or deviating in 60 seconds, starting now?
Something I find very annoying is adverts for expensive watches. Quality time. Why would somebody spend thousands and hundreds of pounds on a quality timepiece which you wear on your wrist? And some of these advertisements are really so irritating. One says, you never actually own this particular timepiece. You just hand it on to the previous...
Lucy... What?
I think timepiece.
It did. It
yes,
a double another,
yeah, absolutely.
There was a double timepiece.
Yeah, I still find them annoying though.
Lucy, well done. 39 seconds are available to you on quality time, starting now.
Quality time can simply be locking yourself in the bathroom for a good cry some days, or other times it can be going out with friends and enjoying yourself with hijinks and japes.
Was there a repetition of yourself?
Oh, yeah, locking yourself and enjoying yourself.
Yes, what
yes.
was that for? Yes. Yes. Right, you get the subject, my friend. 25 seconds. Quality time. Let's hear what you've got to say about that, starting now.
There's only one moment in my life where I feel like I'm spending quality time, and that is when I'm with my dog. She is 2.5 years old, a Jackapoo, tiny little thing, black, and I take her to the park, we walk, we have a lovely time, I buy her food. She sees other dogs and other dog walkers.
Paul.
Repetition of dog.
I said dogs and dog.
Yeah, but you said you had a dog before.
Oh.
Yeah. Depends whether you think dog walker is hyphenated or not, or one word. I ask that, it's rhetorical, I've got to decide, because apparently I'm in the chair now. Do you know what, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt there, because there's only 6 seconds remaining. Dazzle a session with quality time. without mentioning possibly the word dog, in 6 seconds, starting now.
We like to spend time in the local woodland, often frequented by young lovers, but also the beach, which is also...
No! What did I do?
Paul. You beat it also.
Also the beach, which is also...
And I don't believe it.
I tell you what you're not going to believe. There was a quarter of a second remaining. This really is the photo finish nobody expected or wanted. But under the rules of just a minute, harsh as that challenge is, it is the right challenge. So, Paul, you have a quarter of a second on quality time, starting now.
Flotation tanks.
We're about to embark on round three, but a piece of paper is about to arrive, sent by a pigeon that specifically annotates all the scores for this show. Finally, it has landed, its beak delicately poised into my hand, and I can reveal that in no particular order, or rather in a very specific order, that is last to first, because it scores, Ishan, followed by Angela, then Lucy, and Paul Merton in the lead. Right, round three is upon us, and Lucy, you are kicking things off with, oh, a marvellous subject.
Oh.
Needlepoint. We are bang on the demographic. Before you write in, I love it and I do it myself, so stop. I contain multitudes, so sue me. 60 seconds, please, without hesitating, repeating or deviating on the art of needlepoint, starting now.
Needlepoint is a fantastic handicraft, not to be confused with cross-stitching, which is what I do when I have to sew all the labels into my children's school uniform the night before they go back. I hate it so much. Dame Judi Dench performs needlepoint and apparently embroiders rude words, some of which are...
Never has an intervention become so welcome. Paul?
Yes, it was a hesitation. Yeah. We had a long F.
It was a long F.
Judy loves a long F.
Do you know what? I also embroider rude words.
Do you?
I do. And I also like to embroider quotes out of context from ex-Big Brother contestants. It takes a lot of time.
Do you have a favourite?
I do. My favourite one is, that reminds me of the time that lad's face was ripped off by a chimpanzee.
Who wouldn't want a cushion with that on, eh?
Correct challenge, Paul, you get the point. You also, I can't wait to hear this, needlepoint. What do you know about needlepoint starting now?
When you have a compass, you can see that the needle is always pointing towards... What are you groaning for? What's the matter with you?
Lucy.
You're groaning out there. Honestly.
I know. So...
I was put off by a groan. Not for the first time.
Lucy, your challenge.
Well, I just agree with the audience. It was blatantly deviation.
It is needlepoint, one word, so I'm going to give you that, Lucy, because it refers specifically to the handicraft of embroidery that you alluded to. You get the subject back. 28 seconds, please, starting now.
Needlepoint can be made up of various stitches, some of them curly, some of them straight. Oh, yes.
Angela, you buzzed.
Some of them.
Yes, yes. It came too close upon one another for me to ignore. Yes. So, yep, correct challenge. Right, needlepoint. 21 seconds, please, starting now.
Needlepoint is something the ladies on Jane Austen period dramas often do, and it struck me that they are never bad at it. They turn around the piece of work and it's always perfect. If it were me trying to do needlepoint, I would be classed as unmarriageable. Needlepoint is one of those...
Lovely stuff. Angela was speaking as the whistle went, gets the point. And we're now entering, sadly, our final round.
Oh, I know.
Let's make it a good one, eh? Angela, we're with you. Your subject is witches. 60 seconds on witches, starting now.
There are different types of witches. The sort we see on Halloween with green face and black pointy hat, as portrayed by Grot Bags in The Pink Windmill. However, witches go further back than that. In medieval times, it was a term used to subjugate women who had opinions or were clever. Today, Carol Vorderman would be burnt as a witch. Witches is just another name given to ladies and people of the female persuasion in order to put them in their place. Yet we see them as fun characters. However, in reality, they met dark and dismal ends as men used their powers to subjugate... I've said that. Word to go out on.
Oh, it's a great word. Lucy?
I agreed with every word of that manifesto. Subjugate.
It was a beautiful, polemic, historical sweep, and you spoke for a magnificent 48 seconds.
Oh.
But Lucy, it was a correct challenge. Can't deny that, which means you get to carry the baton forward. 12 seconds remaining. Your time starts now.
Witches or hags could be burnt at the stake or drowned or in the... Ooh.
Quite a few oars.
Yeah, there were a lot of oars there. I'll give you that. Yeah. It's normally I don't sweat the little ones, okay. But in this case, I think you're probably right. It was oar. So 6 seconds to tell us everything as a man.
Happy to have the final word on this one. But we'll see.
The final word on witches, starting now.
You can go to Lancaster in the northwest of England and see the Pendle Witch Trails.
Now, there was asthmatic beginnings of a whistle as Paul buzzed, which means in this particular case, both of you have 1 second to speak simultaneously. And so with 1 second remaining, Paul and Ishan on witches, starting now.
Warlocks.
Well, at the end of that round, of course, all we need now is the final scores. It's a tightly gathered bunch, actually. Everyone did extremely well. Just trailing in fourth place, Ishan, with a very good 7. Then we've got Angela with 9, Lucy with 10, and out in front, Mr. Paul Merton! And there, I'm afraid we've got to leave you. But first of all, thanks to our incredible players of tonight's game, Paul Merton, Lucy Porter, Ishan Akbar and Angela Barnes. We are indebted to Ian Messiter and the marvellous Nicholas Parsons. And we also thank Sarah Nichols, who blew her whistle so delicately in my ear roll. The producer was Rajiv Karia, and this was a BBC Studios production. And this is me, Sue Perkins, saying thank you so much for listening, wherever you are. And do please join us again next time we play Just a Minute. Thank you.